Lost discs radio.
You are going on a binge tonight, and you're going to get sloshed.
Sloshed?
Stoned, juiced, gassed.
Lost radio.
Oh, wretched life, full of pain and woe. Whoa.
When I started to come around, I was being carried like a sack of potatoes down a dilapidated dock.
Radio.
You don't quite hear the same sound at the same time in both ears.
What?
Still Rock, kicking off the set tonight, the top of the hour for the top of the show. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you, spinning the LP on the turntable off the old Enterprise Records label. That's Still Rock with Highway Fever. That's the kind of thing we're feeling around here in Connecticut right now. Chesty will back me up. She's on the auxiliary.
Good evening.
Right, Chesty? No, all right, we'll talk about that in a second. Joe Stacks is on the other phonium patch.
Good evening. Recent studies show that Americans watch television more than any other appliance.
All right. We've got some factitions stats here tonight coming in from Joe Stacks, as per usual. Joe, they want to slam tolls on the highways in Connecticut, man. And everyone was getting all kind of, well, a lot of people were getting hot under the collar about it, you know, back 6 months ago, so they stopped talking about it for a while. Now they brought it back, and they say, we're not exactly putting in tolls, but we are going to be putting in places where we collect user fees for the highways.
Nice, oh. You know. Hey, the Pittsburgh region is about to introduce stationless toll zone.
Yes.
Or, hey,
yes.
We'll just take a picture of your plate or your, right. Use your easy pass.
Right.
Right. Oh. To cross over all the bridges, right?
We're not. Yeah.
That you have to cross over three or four of them.
Well, that's the thing. Now you get the privilege of paying to drive to work and paying to drive back home.
It's time for the bourgeoisie to revolt here,
saying,
man.
So we got that. Come on, Joe. What about Still Rock, man? They're come on, right? Highway Fever.
That's some pretty boss stuff. One album and a couple of singles coming off of those guys on the Enterprise label, which was apparently a Stax subsidiary.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. There was some guy. There was some guy in Still Rock though who was a name for something.
Yeah, are you thinking of Don Preston?
Yeah, Don Preston. What was he?
Well, he had been around. He'd been kicking around for a while, starting from probably the late 50s, early 60s as a guitar player. Originally from Denver, he had a kind of a garage band called Don and the Deacons in the Southern California LA scene.
Yeah.
Drifted through as a player on a bunch of things. Would eventually end up backing Leon Russell and Ricky Nelson and Freddie King going into the late 60s, early 70s. But he did a couple of solo LPs in the late 60s for A&M and hooked up with a combo under the name of Still Rock for the Stax Enterprise label.
Yeah, man. Out of circa, what, 1970 is what I've got on that, I'm thinking. And now, all right, so speaking of like early 70s kind of things there, Joe, no particular theme tonight, although this first kind of set I'm going into is a little politically charged. We got a little Canadian Toronto group here called Edward Bear, right? Now, we all know Edward Bear. They had a big hit, right?
They did?
Yep. They came close more than one time. But, they were on the Capitol label. I think it was the last song. It was their biggest seller. Yeah, I mean, they hit the, at least in, I don't know how much in America. They hit the top 10 in Canada at least a bunch of times.
Yeah. All right. So, well, here it is. This is a B-side of their first single, man, and it's just a kind of that sinking feeling I get every day when I listen to the news. Yeah, you know what I mean, folks. I know you know what I mean. Tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Sir, the ship is sinking. Can we please patch up the holes? No one seems to worry, but then no one really knows. Water's rushing in to slowly pull our sister down. And I'm the only fool who knows that we're about to drown. Can you be just a little bit easier on my mind? Have to do, and I'll have more time for you when I'm through.
enough upper and middle class adults became pot users, who knows what would happen.
Okay, man. That's just you and me right there, man. That's the Out of Sight Sounds of the Middle Class on the Tomorrow Records label, right, Joe?
That's what I said. The bourgeoisie, the middle class, we have to rise up.
Right there. You could change the world through music, Chesty. Joe?
It's always the preferred route.
Joe, hang on. Now, before that, it was the Yorkville Grind. Okay, on the RCA label with Three Ring Circus. I'm wondering if Yorkville Grind has any connection to Toronto as well. Because we know that Edward Bear, we kicked off the set with Sinking Ship from Edward Bear on the Capitol label. Yes, a B-side of their first single. Man.
Are they both Canadian?
Well, that's Joe, what about, we know Edward Bear was Yorkville Grind, though.
With a name like that, I would have guessed so.
Yeah.
But they, there's not a lot to be found. They only seem to have done one single on the RCA label, with that with the side Three Ring Circus and flipped with Just for a While.
Yeah.
Supposedly, here on Discogs, it suggests that these guys were a New York City band.
Okay.
All right. Because I was going to say, let's escape to Canada.
Uh huh.
But Yorkville, man, that was. That was that was the Greenwich Village of Toronto.
Yeah.
Everything was happening in Yorkville. So that would have made sense.
All right, but okay, but so now, speaking of down the New York, New Jersey area, that's where we would actually find this group, the Middle Class.
That's, greatest band to come out of Summit, New Jersey.
That's middle, spell the word middle with a Y in this case, right?
You can blame all that action on the Birds and the Beatles and everything else.
Yeah, man, it's easier to copyright that. Well, now that was actually produced by what's-his-name, right? That was Jerry Goffin. That was a Jerry Goffin production, man.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Don't Let Me Sleep Too Long. And The Flip.
Nice.
The Flip was the Goffin King, I Happen to Love You.
Ah.
Right, which we did. We'll have to play on a...
And you got that on the Tomorrow label.
Future show, yeah, on the Tomorrow label, man. I have it today.
That would get picked up and reissued by Buddha, like a year or so later.
Ah, see, man, I'm telling you, we play the original copies, man, is what I'm saying. Speaking of original copies, we've got Kevin coming in on the email action. Do you dig this? He's recording the show somewhere out in Ottawa, Illinois tonight. Right, and Wayne and Diana are actually in South Carolina tonight, dealing with family events and whatnot. And good old what's-his-name up in Jerry in Nyack, New York, emailed in pre-show and was throwing out something. We'll have to get around to this zombie record he wants us to play in a little bit, maybe, Joe.
Right. Hey, shout out to Nyack. I've been up there. It's beautiful.
All right, shout out. And that's the email address. Chesty, have you got it? Give it to him.
That's lostdiscradio@yahoo.com. Spelled discs with a C.
C.
Like Chesty.
All right. Well, okay. And Joe, we're heading into our next set now, right? We're going to kick it off with this platter on the Hot Biscuit Disc Records label. Epic Splendor. Now, this was, come on, this was not really even a real group from what I've heard.
Barely. I mean... Made up of some people from a group called Little Bit of Sound, who recorded for Roulette. This was just something kind of thrown together. Two singles on Hot Biscuit, which was supposedly a Capitol subsidiary.
Yeah. All right, very very good. Here they come, man. Out of late '67. Yes, it's going to be the creepy sounds now. Of the Epic Splendor. Lost Discs Radio.
Well, there's a few more words I'd like to say before I sit down about what's really running round in my head. So suppose you play the carnival, then I'll play the clown, and we'll see if what I'm saying gets said. I ask myself just why I'm always asking myself a lot of questions, like what's right or wrong. And if there's gonna be an answer, baby, maybe it's somewhere in this song. Well, I suppose the way I live would really blow people's brains, but then the way they live has always blown mine. So I play Redskin to the cowboys on the subway train, and we get along with each other just fine. But sometimes when things don't go right for them and their friends, like maybe once a month when there's a full moon, I get reservations about myself and they start to hum a different tune.
the Lost Disc Radio Show with Jimmy Knight, Chesty, Dr. Doc Brown, Joe Stacks, and whoever else they can cram in the studio. They play a lot of great stuff, especially some of my two favorite genres. They play a lot of garage band rock and some acid rock and all kinds of crazy, funky stuff.
Rock and radio.
And hear this.
Scorpio, there's nothing lukewarm about you. You're difficult to know.
How can I say, in a kind sort of way, and still let him know that our love has to go? We're through. Light has diminished.
How does a guy breathe in here?
One day the train was passing, I caught it coming by. To look this old world over, under God's blue sky. My darling stood there weeping, as I was looking back. I kissed my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Goodbye so long, until I come back home, you'll be my dream. Goodbye so long, there's lots of places that I've never seen. I'll always be a drifter, but I'll be drifting back to where I left you crying in the smoke along the track. I like to keep on going, it helps me when I'm blue. I get the urge to travel, that's all I want to do. I just can't settle down because I like to roam. And when I hear that whistle blow, I've gotta move along. Goodbye so long, there's something down the track keeps calling me. Goodbye so long, I guess that's just the way I'll always be. So when I get that feeling, don't try to hold me back. I'd only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. I know my baby loves me, I love my baby too. But she don't understand me when I'm feeling blue. And when I hear that whistle blow, I hurry home and back. And leave my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Goodbye so long, I hate to leave you, but I've gotta go. Goodbye so long, it's coming now, just heard that whistle blow. It'll be here in a minute, you'll wave and I'll look back. I'm gonna leave you crying in the smoke along the track.
Well, Stonewall Jackson himself, right on the Columbia label there, B-side of his Big Waterloo hit, right, from back about 1960. Okay, we even got the picture sleeve on that one for some damned reason. Right, you see how this...
Oh, that's nice, you say.
What's that?
So that was a double A-side for him. Waterloo topped the charts, Smoke Along the Track made it to number 24.
Wow, fantastic. Well, I always liked that Smoke Along the Track better than the A-side there. But double A-side, yeah, they both hit. Very good, Joe. Thanks for that. Tell you, every once in a while, you just got to throw down a sweet teener chick vocal and... Man, they don't all hit the spot like that one. Jamie Horton on the Joy label. We're finished. We're through. I don't know if that's the A or the B side, but man, that, I don't know. I got a little smitten with that one for whatever reason. Before that, it was the Moonrakers. Man, the Moonrakers on the Tower label with You'll Come Back. Okay, we kicked off the set, of course, with the Epic Splendor Cowboys and Indians. Man, B side of their first single. All right, now... Joe, the Moonrakers, that sounds exciting, but I don't really think much happened with this group, right?
No, they put out a batch of singles for Tower in 65 and 66, and then moved over to a smaller label called Shamley for a couple of more singles and an LP in like 68, 69.
Uh-huh. All right, so anyways, yeah, the Moonrakers,
Hey, can I just drop one thing on you about Jamie Horton?
Please.
We're Through, We're Finished was the flip side of her hit, Robot Man.
Oh, wow, so Robot Man was the hit?
It was a hit single that apparently was a chart success. And her original name was, she recorded for Columbia in the 50s, if you didn't know this, as Gayla Peavy.
Oh, I did not know that. Wow.
As in, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Okay. All right.
That's very popular at
yes.
My lady's house come the holidays.
That's a classic, Joe.
Well, Moonraker, you know, the James Bond flick is very popular around here around the holidays.
Nice.
It's true. Well, here's one of those... Here's the conceptual continuity that's worth mentioning that Chesty is alluding to there. Is that last night when I was sort of putting together the playlist for the show, you know, I happened to put this Moonrakers record into the thing here, and at the same time, unbeknownst to me, Chesty was downstairs. What were you doing, Chest?
I was watching Moonraker on the Pluto channel.
Right. So I don't know if you want to read anything into that. Obviously, we would like to read something into that, so who knows. All right, but before checking the email again there, it's your host, that guy from, you know, upstate Toronto there, up province way. He's actually listening on the short wave, man. He's getting like an S9, 20, peaking, right? A little bit of fading. Hey, by the way, the boss man, Randy Tivens, is making the scene tonight. He's chiming in on email. He's listening on the net feed. He's chiming in on the text messages, too. He's out of control. I guess in lieu of Dr. Doc Brown being around, right? Okay, but it's okay if Dr. Doc Brown is in lieu, because here comes the excitement for you.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
You're complex and not easy to understand.
Oh, yes. Tonight's Chick Pick is on the RCA Victor label, and out of the stacks tonight, I picked this because it's a little bit of novelty, I'll just warn you, but it made me think of when I was in college and I would score some dead people's clothing that was pretty hip, you know, from the 50s or 40s or 20s.
And you mean like at the Goodwill or something?
Yeah, the Goodwill. You know, you'd go to the Goodwill, you had a couple bucks, and then you'd go in there and come out looking styling. Well, this time of year, who doesn't love corduroy? So I think we should listen to Corduroy Joy.
When I'm walking down the avenue, all the cats and birds begin to croon. Yeah. My top coat and my glove, shiny spots and words of love. They call me Corduroy Joy, yeah. Corduroy Joy. A bit uptight, but I don't mind, I know they're out of sight.
Yeah.
With my top coat and my glove, a shiny spots and words of love. They call me Corduroy Joy, yeah. Corduroy Joy.
Hey man, you going to a masquerade party?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm speaking about your clothes.
What's wrong with them? I like them.
Clothes? Did your dad give them to you?
No, I got them in Carnaby Street.
You get better ones at Goodwill.
No, hey, you got a light?
I don't know. I'll check.
My top coat and my glove, shiny spots and words of love. They call me Corduroy Joy, yeah. Corduroy Joy.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I changed my mind about your clothes.
Hey, good.
I'll give you $5.57 for the top coat.
Make it $6.33 and it's yours.
$4.28 and not a penny more.
Hey, about that light. Come
on, I'll check again.
My top coat and my gloves, a shiny spots and words of love. They call me Corduroy Joy, yeah. Corduroy Joy.
Come on.
What's so funny, man?
It's about your top coat.
So my red coat.
With yellow stripes and those gloves.
So my gloves.
Paisley gloves. I gotta say a word about your spats.
Man, that's where it's at.
Polka-dot spats with sandals. Come on, hey, you gotta be...
I don't know if I
wanna
be...
You gotta be kidding me.
Anymore.
And you got this purple handkerchief with green...
There'll be many of you 18 and older who will have the urge to move out on your own. Try testing that idea before you make any final decisions, because there's a strong possibility you may want to move back home again.
Hey, Bernadette, what's that sound I hear?
That's water sloshing.
But what's that dance you're doing?
Well, that's a slosh.
The slosh?
We got a new dance and it's called the slosh. A dance where you twist like closing the wash. If you've been looking for a new routine, just listen to the rhythm of the washing machine.
And slosh. Slosh.
Hungry?
Well,
how about a nice big lukewarm bowl full of tasteless garbage?
Huh?
Look good?
Yeah, well.
Go ahead and try some.
Well.
Taste good?
Well,
yeah. Tasteless garbage!
You eat it every day.
Why, Bones, you know this is illegal.
I only use it for medicinal purposes.
Lost Discs Radio!
My baby does the hanky-panky. My
You know, it appears today that many Americans are bored out of their skull, and that is why they turn to bold and sometimes stupid forms of amusement.
Well, you're the doctor.
Let's do Go Little Willie.
Yeah, that's not bad.
All right, come on, let's go. Shake it.
G-O-T-W.
The excellence, oh yes, the excellence on the Smash label, right? How excellent was that? Right? I'm just saying, hey, Little Willie from the Excellence, man, out of about 1966-ish, 5-ish. Joe, come on.
Well, 65, you landed, you got it.
Right, sounds like a frat rock type of thing here.
Yeah, they were from Dayton, Ohio. Winning, participating in battles of the bands. They made an album appearance on something called WONE, the Dayton Scene, locally released back in 66.
Wow.
And this represents just about everything they ever did.
Yeah.
Before changing their name to The Vacant Lot and issuing one more single.
Wow, The Vacant Lot. Hey, just tell us how talented you are, guys. Okay, and before that it was The Raindrops. You know, with the original, yes, come on, sit down. That was the original Hanky Panky. Stop it. You know, you're all so tough with your Tommy James Shondell's bag there, man. I'm just trying to break it. Come on, all the guys at Rock Radio would have known that, though. And, of course, that's not really a group, right? That's really just Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich trying to work out a new song, and they threw it, like, as a B-side on something. So far as I know, that's from like 1963 on the Jubilee label. Right before that, it was somebody named Bernadette on the Beach label, the little known Beach Records label with The Slosh, right? And Chesty's Chick Pick. Right before that, Corduroy Joy was a B-side by the Stained Glass on the RCA label, and that was circa 66. I'm just saying, Joe. Now, Joe.
I was really getting the Herman's Hermits feel off of that.
Yeah, right. Very good. Now, it's just time, Joe, we're going to have to wrap it up fairly quickly here now, suddenly, and we're going to kick off the wrap-up with the Holy Mackerel. Now, you called it, this is a Paul Williams composition. Okay. Scorpio Red, this is special for the month of November. Here we go, man. And by the way, special for November, Chesty, because your sweet mother is a Scorpio, we know.
Aw, yes it is. Right? Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, good luck on this one, folks. Yes, It is the paranoid sounds now of the Holy Mackerel, exclusively on Lost Discs.
Born at the edge of winter, she was November's child. Under the sign of the Scorpio, she was bound to be wild. Holder and lover, still she's a stranger. The red-headed lady just will not be tamed. Though you may need her, don't try to lead her. This is the lady they named Scorpio Red. Can make a man bow. Some say the cap that she carries about is like her somehow. Men will pursue her, wanting to do her favors and errands, but she will have none. Laughing at money, riches seem funny. Heaven and hell made just one. Scorpio Red. Over my pillow like a crimson waterfall, making no promise to stay. I knew she'd leave me someday. I'd wake alone in the morning and that would be all. A Scorpio Red.
This incredible running joke that it's lost something.
Lost this radio. Lost this radio.
And you know, if it weren't detachable, people wouldn't lose it. That's what I say. The Lost Discs Radio Show.
And she's making me feel like I can't. Damn, I hate the 70s.
I woke today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, then gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked road, I get the urge for gold, but I never seem to go. Summertime with a summer colored skin. Not another man in town my darling's heart could win. When the leaves fell trembling down, bully winds did push their faces in the snow. She got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. She got the urge for going when the meadow grass was a turning brown. Summertime was a falling down, and winter's closing in. Kindling, pull the blankets round my chin, and I lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have a stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for gold, so I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is a turning brown. All her empires are falling down, and winter's closing in. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, and winter's closing in.
Yeah, going out on the down and out sounds of Bill Sodden there. On the Cotillion label, yes, the old Joni Mitchell tune.
You know, her birthday's November 7th.
You see how it works.
She's 76.
That's what I'm talking about, Chesty. Way to wrap it up.
And she was born in Canada, by the way.
And tie it in. We have a lot of Canadian action for whatever reason tonight on the show, man. Before that, it was The Neighborhood. Man, The Neighborhood off the Big Tree label. Yes, covering that Beatles tune, She Said. She Said. Ah, for better or worse, I don't know. And we kicked it off with The Holy Mackerel, Scorpio Red. The Holy Mackerel was on the Reprise label with Scorpio Red.
I never knew my mom shared a birthday with Joni Mitchell. Very good.
Out of control, folks. Out of control. Speaking of out of control, you get over to rockandradio.com, man. Right? Speaking of the boss man, Randy Tibbins, who's been lurking all night, man. With his RLT Archives Music Magazine that he does monthly for you over there, along with the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. These guys are like specialists, man. They're real DJ pros. Go check them out. and of course the Deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd. That's only when you're not over at our website, man. That's LostDiscsRadio.com. Dr. Doc Brown would tell you that if he were here. He ain't here. He would also tell you to spell it with a C. But we can't see him. He's not here.
We'll have to find out what's going down.
Now, he ain't got no damn good excuse, man. You know that. Hey, good night, Joe.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, good night, Chess.
Good night.
And good night, Dog. And hey, good night to the guys in the chat room, man. And good night, Weasley Steve. Forever.